Welcome to Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth, the podcast of Plymouth United Church of Christ. I'm Pastor David, and on behalf of the members of this congregation, thank you very much for joining us. May God bless you through these words, and may you know God's love through them. Now, the podcast.
The Old Testament lesson today is found in the book of Exodus, chapter 17. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
Our gospel lesson is from the Gospel of Matthew, and this is taking place just 2 days after Jesus has come into Jerusalem. He comes into Jerusalem, overthrows the tables and the money changers, and then has this encounter with the chief priest and elders. And so hear now and listen for how God is speaking to you through these words of Matthew's gospel. "When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, 'By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?' And Jesus said to them, 'I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?' And they argued with one another, 'If we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him? But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet.' And so they answered Jesus, 'We do not know.' And he said to them, 'Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things.' What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. And the father went to the second and said the same, and he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said, "The first." And Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." Here ends the reading.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. I've been the chief priest in this temple, God's temple, the only temple, for decades, and now this Jesus guy is stirring up trouble. Oh, he's been here before. He spent most of his time out in the country, but he's come here a few times. I remember he came here when he was a child. Couldn't have been any more than 12 or 13 years old. Wise for a child. Wiser than most adults, really. Wonderful insights into scripture. He was here for days, talking with the priests, holding his own, asking questions, offering ideas. I thought he would go places. He would have made an excellent priest. I was surprised that a 12-year-old kid would come back for so many days. But I heard later, it was because he didn't bother to join his family when they left. They traveled for 2 days before they realized he wasn't with them, and had to come all the way back to get him. But that gave more time to listen to him, to teach him and learn from him. Sad, kind of, that he had to leave. If we could have kept him here, had a chance to train him properly. Then he shows up again a couple years ago, out there with that baptizing madman, that John. Now he goes around, a self-proclaimed prophet and teacher. People call him Rabbi. Rabbi of all things. He causes problems wherever he goes. Sure, he heals the sick, but he hangs out with women. And he has a group of followers made of prostitutes, tax collectors, traitors to his people, even terrorists. Terrorists like Simon Peter. Many of them are unclean. Not proper for a good, patriotic, faithful man, and his teachings.
If you wish to be perfect, go. Sell your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
See?
I tell you, in God's world, many who are first will be last, and the last will be first.
Craziness.
Unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Do you hear that?
What is God like? God is like a banker who was ready to foreclose on hundreds of people's homes. They owed more money than they could earn in thousands of years. But instead of foreclosing on them, the banker forgave their loans and gave them ownership to their homes.
See what I mean? Banks forgiving loans? Selling all you have to give to the poor? Hanging out with the tattooed people? The folks who go to bars? Gamblers? The people who don't have citizenship cards? And now he's getting physical. When he and his followers arrived a couple days ago, he came into the temple and started throwing all the money changers' tables over. The faithful men were just selling animals for sacrifices so people could worship.
My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers.
His house? But anyway, that was 2 days ago. He's teaching in the temple now. I've got to listen to this.
God's world is like a mother who had a child who demanded all his inheritance from her. He took it and ran away and squandered it all. But the mother welcomed him back, forgiving his recklessness, throwing a huge party. She was so happy to be reunited with him again.
You have gone too far, sir. Who said you could teach these words? Who gave you the authority to do these things? It certainly does not come from me or the temple.
Let me ask you a question, and then I'll answer yours.
Fine.
Did John's baptism come from heaven, or was it just something he did on his own authority?
I can't answer that. See what I mean about his trickery and causing problems? Whichever way I answer, I lose. If I say that his authority came from heaven, then Jesus will ask me why I didn't believe him. I grow tired of the arguing. I wish these people would just go away. But if I say that John was just another in a long line of crazy men who think they speak for God, I know that people will rise up against me because they think he was a prophet. I'm stuck either way. And it's Passover. There are thousands of visitors here, crowding the city and creating a tinderbox ready to go off at any moment. The Romans are breathing down my neck. They want me to keep things under control and make sure a riot doesn't break out, while the terrorists, the zealots, are threatening to rise up against the Romans. And now this to deal with. There's no good way to answer this question. I don't know.
Well, then I won't answer your question. Think about this. There was a factory owner who had two children. He said to the oldest one, his daughter, "I need you to go to work today and watch over the factory." She said, "No, I don't want to. I have other plans. Tell my brother to go." So the father went to the son and said, "I need you to go to work today and watch over the factory." He said, "Yes, sir, I will. I was going to go out today with a friend, but I'll cancel and go to work." And yet, when the father came later to the factory, his son was not there and had not been there. And his daughter, the one who had refused to go, was there working diligently. So I ask you, which of the two children did the will of their father?
Well, the daughter. This one I can answer. Even though she said she would not go, she did. Her actions are more important than her words.
And so I say to you that the prostitutes, the poor, the prisoners, all these people you say that I should not be with, they will go to God's house before you do. When our people were thirsty in the desert after being led to freedom from slavery under Egypt, God provided them water through the prophet Moses. Now the people are thirsty again, but this time thirsty for life and justice from you, from Rome, from everyone keeping them down. As Moses provided water in the desert, I provide water to soothe the thirst of their oppression. Perhaps if you spent more time listening to them instead of talking to them, you would know. John came to you, baptizing in the hope and love of God, and yet you did not believe him. But these people, these whom you scorn, the tax collectors, the terrorists, the people you try to hide behind barriers or in projects away from your nice homes so you don't have to see them or enclose in fences, these people believed. And even after you saw all this, you still have not changed your minds or your hearts. The last shall be first.
See? See what he says and does? Outrageous. Disruptive. Like I said, unbelievable. You don't believe him, do you? Do you?
And that is the good news for this day and for all days. Thank you again for listening to the Sermons and Sounds of Plymouth podcast. If you are in the Eau Claire area, we especially invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. And I invite you also to check out our website at pcucc.com for upcoming events and special worship services. From Plymouth United Church of Christ, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, this is Pastor David. Thank you for spending this time with us. May God bless you.